This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This week on AMI at the Movies, we're watching The Family Man, and you can tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday for AMI at the Movies on AMI TV. In this movie, I thought it was a really great movie. Nicolas Cage stars as Jack, a man living a fast-paced lifestyle that changes one Christmas night. That's it. We're going to leave it right there so you can figure out what happens when you watch the movies. Again, tune in to AMI at the Movies Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV. Just before the movie gets started, Kelly McDonald and I are the host of AMI at the Movies. So we have lots of conversation about this one, The Family Man. I'm Ramya Amuddin here with Margaret Weldon. And thanks for joining us here on Kelly and Company.
It's now time to talk audiobooks with Ryan Hui from the Chatty Bookshelf.
Who knew an entire library could fit inside your pocket? My name is Ryan Hui. This is the Chatty Bookshelf, and we talk all things audiobooks.
Hi, Ryan. We've got a busy show today, so maybe we'll just jump right in. And if you want to go ahead and introduce your guest.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. You know, rain, go away. But you know what? We're not going to let that keep us down today. I'm so excited because we have a special guest today, as we sort of hinted at last week. So joining us all the way from sunny Nashville, I hope it's sunny down there because it's not sunny here today, we have an award-winning author, and some of her works include Not Your Daughter, Because You're Mine, and the most talked about title that we will talk about today is Until I Find You. So everybody, please join me in giving a warm Chatty Bookshelf welcome to Rhea Fry. How are you, Rhea?
I am doing so well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we wouldn't have it any other way. As soon as I heard about your books and we got put in contact through another author, I couldn't resist. I was hoping to have you on the show sooner, but you know what? I'm glad it all worked out.
This is perfect timing. I love it. And it is sunny here in Nashville.
Nice. Well, lucky you. That's great. So I always love having authors come on the show because, you know, you give us such a good glimpse into all of your work and, you know, some of the thoughts and ideas behind your imagination. So could you maybe give us like a quick 1 minute or 2 minute synopsis on Until I Find You?
Absolutely. I'll give it to you faster than that, actually. So I love to say my kind of one-liner for Until I Find You is about a blind widow, Rebecca Gray, who believes her three-month-old son, Jackson, has been swapped for another baby, but no one in her community will believe her. So that kind of sets forward all of these fast-paced just actions in motion about, you know, is she mistaken and is she paranoid? Is her baby really her baby, or has her baby actually been swapped for another one?
And it's such a great book. And that was actually a great synopsis. Maybe I hope you wrote the inside book thing, because when I read the synopsis they posted on Audible, it was really good. And I couldn't resist. I kind of got it right away, and it didn't take me long to get through it. But I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you are a sighted individual. So typically they say, you know, write what you know, right? But in this case, you wouldn't know what it's like to be a person living with a vision impairment. So like, and might I say, you kind of nailed it right on the head with some of the analogies. There's a lot of myths and fact placed in the book, but you did such a great job. What kind of research, or like, how did that come about? Or was there anything, I'm assuming there's lots of special things that you had to do, but could you give us any insight into sort of that part?
Absolutely. So I actually have terrible vision. I'm not completely vision impaired, but I have suffered from really poor vision my whole life. I've got 50 plus year old eyes, even though I'm 40. I've just always had a lot of issues with my eyes. And that's one of my fears, just being a writer, has been losing my vision completely. So when I thought about creating a character who had a complete vision impairment, my first point of doing this was, I don't feel like we see enough protagonists that represent our population with all of, you know, our, I don't like to say disabilities at all because I don't think that they are, but I want to see more people represented on the page, especially in genre fiction. I had not ever read a suspense novel with a vision impaired protagonist. So that was my first reason for doing this. But I do happen to live super close to the Tennessee School for the Blind. And we have a very robust vision community here in Nashville. And they were so helpful with letting me come in, letting me talk to them. I talked to mothers. I talked to musicians. I talked to all sorts of amazing individuals who are vision impaired and kind of walked me through what a day in the life would be like. So it was really just a lot of talking, a lot of, you know, being in person. I actually went to Elmhurst, Illinois, where this is filmed, and my husband led me around blindfolded, like around the entire city. So I could literally walk in Rebecca Gray's shoes. She is not completely vision impaired. So she does still have a bit of vision, but it was such an amazing sensory experience to do that and to just put myself in her shoes.
That sounds amazing to put that sort of research and effort into just one character, one sort of aspect of the book. Must have it sounds really rewarding, like you said, and it sounds, you know, like you really did nail it. It was, I can't give you enough kudos for the entire work, but it was recommended by our good friend Hannah Mary McKinnon.
Yes.
And I know you've spoken with her a little bit, and I have to say every recommendation she's ever given me has been really good. And I would have to say, even though your book wasn't written this year, it's probably going to make it at least in my top 10, maybe even my top five. And I've listened to about 48 books already. So really awesome. I know Margaret, Ramya, and myself are all avid audiobook and ebook and just reading enthusiasts. So we love books, all kinds, all shapes, all sizes. But what was it like seeing your words be put into an audiobook and sort of come to life? Like, what was that experience like? What was it? Yeah. Was it awesome to see, or were you nervous? What kind of emotions came up with that?
So the amazing thing about this is, I've had the same audiobook narrator for all three of my books. So with Not Her Daughter, my debut novel in 2018, I got to choose the narrator. I love Samantha Dez's work. I think she does an incredible job. So I've gotten to have her read each of my books. And it is the only way I experience my book for a second time. I never read my book after it's published. I never even really want to look at it again. So it's such a fun experience to listen to it. I'm able to detach completely from the fact that I wrote the book. And I just love her. I think she's so talented at what she does. So it's the best way to kind of bid my books farewell, because I won't look at them again after I listen to them. So it's a really fun experience for me.
That's interesting. I never would have thought in a million years I would have heard you say, you know, I don't like to look at them once they're published.
Nope.
That's that. Okay. I can understand that, though, because the amount of work and the amount of, you know, editing and all that that goes into it, I understand. But I enjoyed her voice in that book, and it sort of led me to, I'm of the volition that, oh, if I like this narrator, I'll research them on Audible and go for more works. And I did notice a couple. I didn't know she did all of your works, though. That's really cool. So I'm sure you guys have bonded and become somewhat friends over this, too, because that's also, it's such a great community, the audiobook community and the author community.
So amazing. Absolutely.
I know you might not be able to answer this one, but can you give us any sneak peeks or tidbits on anything you're working on, even if it's just a quick one-liner or something that might pique our interest to see what we can check out next from Rhea Fry?
Yes. So I do not have my good one-liner down for my next book. My next book is called Secrets of Our House, and it comes out in February 2022. And it's basically like this thrilling domestic drama set against the power of the wilderness. And it's about, it's really about just like a deeply felt novel of long held secrets and the strength of family. So it's a little bit more family saga than my typical domestic suspense books, but I'm extremely excited about this one. And hopefully Samantha Dez is going to be the audiobook narrator for this one as well.
Well, hopefully she's listening and you just put the bug in her ear.
Yes.
That would be amazing. No, and you've kind of answered this one already, but I wanted to go back because you said you did get some say in who narrates them, the book and how that goes. But do you ever get any say as the production goes on, or would you even want that? Or is it just more of, I trust Samantha in this case and whatever happened that it just goes like there. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as an author, there's so much that we have our hands in, and then there's a lot that we actually don't. When it comes to cover design, we don't really have a say so in that. If someone options our book for film, and writes a script, we don't really have much say so in that. So I really trust the professionals to do their jobs. And the fact that the production team does ask me who I'd like to have, that's enough for me. And I trust, especially with Samantha, I know her work. I know how she works in general. So I completely trust her. And it's always such a fun surprise to hear what she does with the words and the way that they come to life.
That's amazing. And what a great perspective. And that trust, you know, to trust someone with bringing your words to life like that is really, really cool. I just wanted to give our listeners an opportunity, a little bit of information. So all of Rhea's books can be found at audible.ca, audible.com, Apple Books, all over the place, audiobooks.com. So check out your favorite retailers, and they're all available at your local library. I've checked down here and they're there in print and ebook. I'm not sure about the audiobooks, so for your audiobook lovers, use your first free book on Audible if you're not a member to pick this one up, because it's really, really great. And Rhea, if you're looking for you know, a young father who may be blind and host a segment called The Chatty Bookshelf for your next main character, think I might be able to put a word in for it. Yeah. He's a guide dog user too. So thank you so, so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate the time. I know you're busy. You got lots going on, but from now on, we're going to have you back, and you are a lifelong friend of the Chatty Bookshelf. So we really appreciate the time. And guys, I wanted to send us off into the weekend with a clip from Rhea's book that we've been talking about, Until I Find You. So please enjoy, and I hope this spurs you all to go and get it and listen to it. And Rhea, thank you so, so much again. I really, really enjoyed this.
This was such a pleasure.
That's cool. I've never seen that before. I assume she means the bells. I almost make a joke. Neither have I. But instead, I smile. It's a little early for him to wear them, I explain. They're more for when he becomes mobile, but I want him to get used to them. That's smart. I'm not sure if she's waiting for me to say something else. Thanks again, I offer. No problem. Have a good day. She leaves. My hands clamp around the stroller's handle. Was she the one behind me? I stall at the gate and wonder if I should just go back home. I remind myself where I am, in one of the safest suburbs outside of Chicago, not in some sketchy place. I'm not being followed. It's fine. To prove it, I remove my cane, unfold it, and brace it on the path. I maneuver Jackson's stroller behind and sweep my cane in front, searching for more obstacles or unsuspecting feet. I weave toward Cottage Hill and past the wedding garden, the Wilder Mansion, and the art museum. Finally, I wind around the arboretum. I leave the conservatory for last, pulling Jackson through colorful flower breeds, active butterflies, and rows of green. My heart still betrays my calm exterior, but whoever was there is gone.
That was Ryan Huey from The Chatty Bookshelf and his guest, Rhea Fry, author of the book Until I Find You. And that book was narrated by Samantha Dez.
Wow. Great part to get a real glimpse of the book, right, Margaret?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just funny, you know, how she knows how to put that intonation in the voice to just leave you with enough suspense, enough curiosity.
So fascinating, too. I wonder how many of us in the blind, low vision community, when we read it, feel like, you know, this could be us, because I definitely can feel that. Really great, really great segment with Ryan Hoovy on the Chatty Bookshelf. After the break, we're going to revisit some conversations that we've had on the show in the past week. We call this Cut for Time, and it's a really great way to look back at some of the fun conversations. So we'll be right back with that on Kelly and Company.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.